My name is Megan Camille, and I am the CEO and founder of Megan Camille Enterprises.
Hey, it's Kellen, and today on Diversified Game, this is going to be a great one because I've never had somebody who, it says psychic, but it's not just psychic like what you guys are used to on TV. It's more for your business, getting deeper into your business, which I think business is personal. When you people try to separate it, I don't know how to do that. I don't want to do that. So Megan Camille is going to give us the game on how she's helping entrepreneurs like yourself go deeper. I don't know if she can replace your therapist. I don't want to put too much pressure on her. But Megan, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Hello, I'm so good. Thank you so much for having me. And no, I cannot replace your therapist. Come see me after you're done with therapy.
Gotcha. Okay. Just want to make sure. So there's make sure we don't put too much pressure on you, or they just come and bear all of their burdens and, you know, all that. But let's get into it because your story, it's interesting. Again, I've never had someone, who claims to be, you know, everyone's like now an empath, a philanthropist, and probably an entrepreneur, right? But you've created a business where she's also been able to retire her husband, y'all. So we're going to get into that. You guys can go check out her YouTube for the full details of that. Links will be in the description. But tell us, like, how did you get into this? How did you tap into this power of yours? Where to say, because this is not something you can go learn in college, you know, so give us the gang.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not something that they teach in college. And they, you know, we kind of start losing our touch with the mystical quite young. And that was what was just a little different about me was I didn't. Now, we're all extremely intuitive and even psychic, but it's a muscle, it's a skill. And so just like if we never worked out our bicep, that wouldn't be very strong. So it's not like I was endowed with some special gift that was only given to me, Megan Camille. But instead, we actually all have access to the quantum field, which is what I'm tapping into when I do readings or I'm getting my own downloads, my own guidance, and that is actually available for everyone. So when I'm working with my clients, I'm just tapping into that quantum grid, that quantum field of source consciousness that is always available. I mean, it's what we're even made of, but it's always available even on a higher scale than what we use day to day. The only thing that's different about me is that I do use it day to day. And I spent 20 years really working that muscle. And so it's not this big wild thing for me anymore. It just kind of is a way of life.
Ow. I hear, you know, I don't know if it's the humility or I don't want to scare people with going into the deep. Because sometimes when people hear psychic, they're ready to tune off. They see like, you know, the psychic, you know, billboard or the house. I'm thinking of the house. And people say, I would never go there. But when you say everyone has this gift, not everybody is willing to pull out. Like there's certain things that you can be in a situation 100 times and say, if I do this, I know it's going to go that way. And some people will doubt themselves so much and they don't want to tap into that gift. And I know it didn't come for you overnight. And there was a darker time, another time where you weren't using your gift. Can you talk about how you kind of broke the mold to say, you know what, I'm going all in and I'm even going to go public with it? Because that's very bold to do, because people, of course, are going to say, hey, you're crazy. Loco la cabeza. They'll say it in all many languages until you can prove that, one, you can make money off of it and or have some progress, because not everybody uses their gift to make money. And that's, you know, your personal choice. But can you talk about how you like broke the mold to say, I know I have this and it works for me and others?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great question. And I feel like the world has been very split and like, here's the psychic, you know, spiritual stuff over here. And then here's like the tried and true, proven method of business and how you go out and you make a bunch of money. And that sort of split, those polarities is what kept me for a long time not talking about it until, you know, my second business where I'm making a shit ton of money. I am secretly helping other people do the same. But my thought was, if I'm too forward with it at first, right? With if, hey, I'm intuitive and that's how I'm doing this, people might not take me seriously. There's just not enough proof. And I started thinking, well, what a silly claim. I am proof. My clients are proof. And that's actually one of the pillars that we teach, is that you don't need proof in order to create what it is that you want. We just don't need proof. And actually, when we're living in the realm where we're demanding proof, usually we're going a lot slower than what is needed for the kind of results that we want. We're so cautious and trepidatious. And that's because we're leaning on the logic as opposed to the intuition, which is all knowing. Logic is only the past. So for me, it was probably the second business where I'm like, I'm on to something. I get to put my ego fears aside of being judged. That's okay. I can receive that. I can be with that now. And then that's where I was like, just put it out there. Now, it wasn't overnight for me, because it never not was, right? I was always psychic. I was always intuitive. There was not a day that information and downloads were not coming through. Never. So now there was a period in my life, I was sex trafficked at the age of 18, almost 19, and spent 4 years in the sex industry. And there was many times that my intuition came through and saved my life over and over and over. And oftentimes would tell me to go home, always telling me to go home. And that's the thing about intuition, is that it's always coming through. Our highest good comes back around time and time again, even when we're ignoring it, even when we're staying like with our head down and like, oh, I have that whisper, I have that tingle, I have that knowing, but no, I need to do this. This is what makes sense. So it was always there, even in those dark, dark, dark times. And this is where our free will and our free choice comes in. We don't have to listen to it. We can always be skeptical, right? And we don't have to choose it. That is our sovereignty, is we can choose a road that's a little more clunky, a little more challenging. And we see it in business. The hustle and grind does work. It does work. And it's a choice. And I choose not to hustle and grind.
Awesome. Can you talk more for the audience? Because, you know, the world is changing. I think that just means I'm getting older, get more gray hair. But when I'm having conversations with people and you say sex traffic, I've sat at conferences, I'm talking about sex trafficking, and I've had women, you know, and I say, from the suburbs, great neighborhoods, great, you know, they've told me, and they've told the audience, great neighborhoods. I was in sex trafficking, but I was not forced. So I just want to make it clear for the audience, were you like, you know, kidnapped, gray van, wrapped up, taken, you know, somewhere? Or was this something like of a choice because I didn't know how to use my other gifts in your situation?
Yeah. I think this is the sticky area of it, right? That we see that a physical bondage is somehow more abusive than a mental or emotional bondage. And the truth was, I was 18 and he was 40 something, and he had a full-blown business called pimping. He knew how to run his business very well, which was, you know, you talk to young girls in the suburbs before they have a fully developed frontal lobe and that sort of thing. So there is absolutely an aspect where there was an incongruency of power, knowledge, and ability and capacity. And so while there was no handcuffing me, it was across state lines. And at that point, it becomes a totally different game. My family could not go and get me out. When I was arrested, the person that the police gave me back to was him. And so there's some insidious gray area within it, right? Insidious gray area within it, where I would no longer had friends or family. And when, you know, the girls were arrested, you went back to the person who was abusing you. So is there a certain level of choice in it? Yes, absolutely a certain level of choice. And is there a certain level of abuse and manipulation and maybe some illness, mental illness. Absolutely, absolutely. And so it isn't an either or, it's a both and.
And, you know, again, you've always had these gifts. What about for, you know, your partner in that life, the underworld, which a lot of people, especially young people, find that, you know, they watch TV. Oh, I want to be Al Capone. I want to be this person. That person, too, has gifts that they just aren't using, you know, for the most effective long term. Could you see that? Like, was there some type of bond in there where, like, our both of us might be psychic and we can understand each other and we're just, the world doesn't understand us. We're a different type of outlier, outlaw. Like, what is that? Because even outlaws, like bikers, you know, you talk to them and you're like, this person could have been a lawyer, a doctor, except they just, you know, maybe never had the opportunity. Maybe they found out they were dyslexic, you know, later in life. But what do you, you know, is there something in that underworld where you find like there's a lot of psychics and talented and gifted people?
Yeah. So many people are there. I mean, I know that I had like this burning desire to create and go out and be and do all that I was. And I was unclear of what that was. It was like, why do I have all this passion and I have no place to go with it? And so I was really easy. It was easy for me to go, oh, okay, I'll do what you say because you've got a vision, right? Like he had a particular vision. And so much of my gifts now in being able to do high-end sales, 100,000 plus in a single sale, came from years of learning sales and years of learning men and years of learning business deals and negotiation. And so there, and after an experience like that, you don't go back to a job, right? So while there was some very insidious, it was like this back door that was always leading here. Now, could I have gotten here without that? Probably. And a lot of what I learned there, I would have had to learn somewhere along the way. And it happened in a dark, shadowy alley, right? Like the definitely the underground. And so, yeah, a lot of people there are under indexing. They aren't reaching their potential or they're in a space that doesn't really allow for it. Just like him, right? If he can build out this whole little empire, imagine what he could do above ground and not, you know, in the alleys of it.
And I consult with many of folks of different sorts, and it's always just kind of interesting. But a lot of people, even influencers, entertainers, athletes, are stuck. So the way that you know you were stuck in an underworld, how did you break the mold to get out of that? Because that can help somebody who I've had influencers who I've called and they're like, "Thank you for calling me back. I was about to jump off the ledge." I'm like, "You got kids. You make too much money to do that. What are you talking about?" But it doesn't matter. They feel stuck, trapped. Every day I got to make the same content or I got to talk about, you know, these same brand deals. Yeah, they're paying for my, you know, $100,000 car and $1 million lifestyle, but I'm stuck. I'm trapped. I'm not happy. How does somebody break the mold and shake that? Because, you know, when you're stuck, you can't tell somebody that your situation isn't like this person's situation. They don't want to hear that. They want to hear it's me, me, me. How do I, like, you know, the cartoons, how they shake their head. How did you get unstuck?
Ooh, my getting unstuck was a journey. But first and foremost, I got to absolutely recognize that I was not a victim and that I did not need him. He needed me. And the moment I realized all of this power I put into his hands, I was like, wow, if that makes me pretty powerful to get this weak. Like you have to try to be this victimized, you know, for me in that moment. And then it repeated time and time again through my life where it felt like I was the victim. And so, and just as like these people that you're talking about that could be influencers making millions of dollars, just like my clients, and there's still an issue, right? And the issue is you see yourself as the victim of circumstances and powerless to shift and change them. So the biggest step that I did was really see and honor myself as a fantastic creator. I co-created that entire experience. And then I decided to take what I did learn and allow it to work for me. And it was probably many years into making lots and lots of money that I realized it really wasn't the money. Maybe 2 years ago, I was sitting outside on my patio with my coffee, looking at the greenery, and it was silent. And I realized that I wanted and needed for absolutely nothing. And that was all I was after. It wasn't another $1 million. It wasn't a fame. It wasn't recognition. It was that stillness. And that's what most people are missing.
And in the words of the great Nipsey Hussle, he has a song dedication. And if I don't get it verbatim, you guys, don't tell me. Kelly, you need to work on your skills. But he talks about, you know, a kid, and he's like, he always knew he was a genius. He just couldn't claim it. And it was because he didn't have a platform to explain it. So he gets faded, right? And so he's getting high because he knows he's great, but in what he's great, there's no place to put it out there. So let me just get high. And a lot of people, it's easy just to have a drink than to write your dream down, write your vision, write your plan, or give someone like Megan a call and say, help me dive through all these things because my mother told me I was this, my father told me I was that, you know, and I've been, you know, all the traumas you could think of people are going through. What do you see? Like, you got unstuck and then I believe you got married after. And I think you got married again. You talked about being kind of taken care of, right? So you go after one situation. I'm not like, it's not a nice situation. And then I go get married, which marriage is work. Y'all, I'm married for many a moons, 15, 16 years. It's work. It's a blessing. But I mean, in itself, you pick the wrong person. You could go from one abuser to another. What would you tell people when they do get unstuck, how to find that right journey, or what do they replace it with? What do they replace the alcohol with, the cannabis, or, you know, fentanyl, because people are using everything now? Like, how do they make sure that next move, they have the confidence, like, this is the right move to make?
Yeah. Well, in a healing journey, oftentimes you'll swing to the opposite, right? Whereas I was extremely used, extremely abused. And then I married my first husband a couple of years after being back and all of that. And it was almost the complete opposite. He wanted like a stay-at-home mom, a stay-at-home wife, like do nothing, let me take care of you. And it was like this overcorrection. And it was perfect for me at that time. I couldn't imagine anything else. I was so gun shy of abuse or being used or exploited that I couldn't imagine anything different than that. So that total swing came. Now, what happens is, as we continue on, it isn't an overnight thing. If I was like, oh, I got to make sure not to do the wrong thing, I need to make sure to do the right thing, I would have always been guessing. And being with my first husband was the right thing for that moment. And it gave another experience that helped me see that this is not the only thing out there. And eventually, though, I swung back to the middle, which was I always had a calling on my heart, even if I couldn't put a word to it. I had that, oh, I need this message out into the world. And, you know, I started my very first business, and my first husband gave an ultimatum of like, hey, this wasn't really our deal. Like, our deal was he would stay home and be a stay-at-home mom. And so if you're not going to do that, maybe we're not a good fit. And he asked me to choose between my business or the marriage. Obviously, we could tell which one I chose. And what that had broke, those two very contractual relationships, right? One was, hey, I'll do this. And then the other one was like, no, you do this. But these contractual relationships no longer resonated with me. And so by healing, we move out of resonance from these extreme, these very extreme type of experiences. And for me, I'd never touched any drugs or alcohol in the time that I was in the sex industry. It actually wasn't until after. It was the, it was, I would say, the beginning of the healing, but it was actually opening my eyes. Like, oh my God, he never loved me. Oh my God, he never cared about me. What was wrong with me? Why could he not choose me? What was wrong with me that I would keep choosing someone like that? And so that's really where my escapism came from, was the drugs and the alcohol. And it really became the same choice around the drugs and alcohol as it did him, which was, I'm not a victim to this. Every time I go out and party, or every time I have a drink, I'm choosing it. And the moment we choose to bring consciousness to that, now we have free will to change. We have free will to change.
And what, so many questions from that, but I can hear like the audience sometimes, and I can hear someone say, Kellen, ask her, it was like Pretty Woman. Well, you know, is that how, you know, she found her husband? If it is, it'll be in a book and you guys can, you know, read that book, and then it can be turned into Pretty Woman 2 or the sequel or whatever. But, you know, then you find, you have kids, and man, you have, you know, it's like a young, everybody seems happy, like, you know, everything on social media is, but it's work. Then what are you then, how are you raising your kids? Again, I am a conspiracy theorist, outlier. I'm probably not voting for who you guys, you know, are voting for, because I'm like, you know, Satan versus Lucifer, that's not my thing. I'm gonna vote for what benefits me. But how are you raising them? Are you homeschooling? What are you teaching them to be when, I'll say it, you don't have to say it. School, a lot of times, I think is a waste of time, the way it's traditionally done. They're teaching you how to have a job. I just wanted to throw that out there. But like, how are you raising your kids to say, do this? Because business is where it's at if you want to be free, to me. Mm-hmm. And I'm in a bubble, I know. But for you, how are you raising the kids and what are you telling them?
Yeah, you know, I really agree with, like, I'm in a bubble now of this sovereignty, of this freedom, of this of wealth. And I think for some people that can seem unrealistic or out of touch with reality, when the truth is, I went through all of the moments, the being a single mom and not having money and really trying to rely on a system that wouldn't support, that wouldn't help. And so while now I may be in like this bubble where I'm like, I'm not going to be part of the matrix. I don't want my kids in there. That also took some reconciliation, right? Reconciliation of what is working and what's not working, and actually to choose a bubble where there is freedom and sovereignty and wealth, you have to choose not to be giving the other stuff all that much attention. So my kids, I think that they're so blessed because they have polar opposite parents, right? Where their father is very mainstream education. He's a retired professor. So he's like, oh, academia, you know, like all about that, retirements. And that's really his jam. Church on Sundays. And we're over here like doing moon ceremonies and, you know, building a home in Bali to live off grid and, you know, those sorts of things. So they have a big polarized vision, I think, or experience of life. And the greatest thing that I can do for them is let them know that they are sovereign to choose, that my way is not better than their father's way, that their father's way is not better than my way. What feels good in their heart to them is what is good for them. So I'm really wanting to provide them with all the opportunity and option without the pressure to do it my way or any particular way. And as far as education, my youngest ones, well, all of my kids went through Montessori. My two oldest, they are currently in public school until we moved to Bali. That's only been this year and last year. And my youngest two, they are still in Montessori. All my kids would stay in Montessori if it went beyond, you know, elementary and that sort of age range.
Now move to Bali. How interesting. I love it. Anything international, I love, because the writing is on the wall. And as a dual citizen and some, I want to ask you, are we going to see you and your family anytime on a show like House Hunters, where you're talking about we need a place for our resort, so for our VIP clients, and, you know, where we can live? Like, what's the plan with Bali?
Yeah, well, we're having a home for the family built, and then also a villa that can be rented out as passive income. So, and we'll still have a place here in the U.S. also. The older kid's father is here in the U.S., but as they get older, they're a little more independent, and so is he. So definitely no hunters, no house hunters for me. I'm an introvert. I tend to not care a whole lot about screen time, even though we're here. I've been in business many, many, many years until I decided to become a little more visible. And so also one of the pillars that I teach is that popularity is not prosperity, right? It actually doesn't take millions of people seeing you, recognizing you, and choosing you for you to make a massive impact and ripple effect and build wealth. Right? Like, really have a secure generation of money.
Definitely, definitely. And I think, you know, probably for you've had to deal with this, you know, people will see, you know, you have your price, and then you have your price you send to people who want more. And people say, that's a lot of money. Who's paying you that? And it's like, well, it doesn't matter. What matters is, can it benefit you? And if you can afford it. And if you can't afford it, you can let it be known. And maybe you can say, you know, this is what I have. And maybe there's, you know, a secret package that can be customized for you. But when people look at your, you know, your prices, because this is the thing that most consultants of, hey, what's the guarantee, Megan? I'm going to pay you, and then what's magically going to happen just because I paid you? And can you guarantee, even if I don't choose to do what you told me to do, like, how do you deal with that? Or how do you prepare clients for that? Because it can be frustrating, especially when people are like new in a business and aren't used to paying for consulting, coaches, mentors, whatever.
Well, my prices really reflect who I work with, because the higher someone invests, the less guarantee they even require, right? Like, when you start seeing someone who's like, but what's the guarantee? What will I absolutely get? And this is because I work with a lot of women. This is a big one. My husband wants to know what the guarantee is, right? Like, what do I tell him? What am I going to get? And that doesn't happen for me so often anymore, just because of my pricing. But if we're talking about anything under $5,000, there's a lot of, if we're talking about a price point that's less than 5,000 and someone is really struggling to pay that, there's so much mindset and emotional and energetic work before they're like, sure, no big deal. But you're talking to someone at 30,000, 50,000, 100,000, they're not looking for guarantees. They're not looking for someone to come save them. They're actually already at this space that they feel equipped and confident to get the information, get the guidance, and then go take action on it. They're not looking to someone to fix it for them. Now, in the lower pricing, not always, but sometimes we see that, well, you'll fix it for me. I'll pay you this. And this $1,500 is a lot of money to me. So you should like make my world change. And that just doesn't happen. We are our own greatest teachers. I mean, I think about one of my most beloved mentors who I paid multiple six figures to. And one of my best teachings from her was a sentence that changed my life. And I made so much more money after that one sentence. Now, had she been like, hey, I'm going to tell you this one sentence, $150,000 for this year, what? I'd be like, fuck no. Absolutely not. But it's a transformation, right? I was really in it for the transformation. So I don't give guarantees. The guarantee that I give is that I show up, right? I show up, I turn myself inside out. I care about my clients getting results. I care about them exiting the matrix and living in sovereignty. I care about people knowing how to be their own generator of money and not feeling like they're at the mercy to some system that doesn't really care about them. So that's my guarantee. Now, what someone does with that is totally on them. However, I have an amazing track record of clients. My retention rate is over 70%, which means someone who comes and works with me one time, works with me at least two times, 70% of the time, and over 50% of the time, three times. So my retention rate is amazing because I tend to attract people who aren't wanting me to fix them. Instead, they're wanting me to co-create with them.
And I had a guest, and I always let people know, but you know, you can hear it also on the street, without a transaction, there can't be a transition. And you being, you know, in the world that you were in your younger years, you probably heard all the good lines, all the good, well, if you just get, you know, touch it right here, if you do this, if you do that. But when people try to manipulate you at this stage of the game, and let me talk to what my husband wants to know. And men do it too with, oh, you know, sales guy is calling, or woman. And, oh, let me ask my wife. People, salespeople, good ones. So you have to ask your wife for permission. Like, who wears the pants? Like, you know, if you want to use that Grant Cardone 10X sale, it's manipulation. Your price is your price. And I'm sure, and it's going to be my next question, there's some things that you do that are even free 99 to this day to people that nobody knows, but let the people know what your community give back is that you do or that you plan to do in the future.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm actually of the mind that everything is negotiable. So although my price is my price, like, what's your proposal, right? I'm always up for some level of negotiation. That doesn't mean that I go, oh, sure, I'll do what you want. And when we're talking in the range of six figures to multiple six figures, right? That's a little different than someone's like, oh, you have a $3,000 product. How about $1,000, right? Like, it's not a garage sale, but it's to make sure that everyone feels good in their system, in their field. What feels good? How do you feel honored in this? And I do, yes, of course, I have Mo Money, No Hustle. That is a masterclass that talks about how you can create a six-figure, multiple six-figure business in part-time hours. I work 3 to 4 hours a day, 3 to 4 days a week. And so I, you know, just give that step-by-step how people can do that for themselves. That is totally complimentary. I have Impact Joy Prosperity. That is a 3-day masterclass. That is also, that's pure energetics, where Mo Money, No Hustle is actually very strategic. There's a lot of, like, how do you create more visibility? How do you have funnels and automation and that sort of thing, where Impact Joy Prosperity is strictly energetics. And once you have a system and a strategy in place that you can make six figures from, then you actually need very little strategy. You can have like a tweak here and there as you continue scaling, but anything beyond that is internal. Like, what's your level of receivership? Do you actually get sick when you think about being seen? In your mind, you want to be seen, but then push comes to shove and you're like, oh my God, never mind. This is really scary. Does it freak you out to receive large sums of money? What's your worst case scenario? Can you sit in the worst case scenario? Every day I wake up willing to have none of it, have none of it. And when I'm in a space of I'm willing to have none of this, I'm willing to do whatever is necessary because I'm not a slave to the lifestyle that I've built. So Impact, Joy, and Prosperity, that particular masterclass is all energetic. So if you have hit six figures, you're looking more in the energetics. I also do scholarships. I do a scholarship per year for single moms who are building their business or single dads. I haven't seen any yet, but this is not just for single moms. It's for people who are raising children and they don't want to have to trade their time for money. So I do a scholarship a year for someone in that position as well.
And, you know, I know you said no to HGTV, but I'm a fan. I haven't had cable in over a decade, but somehow I still get to watch, you know, and I just love House Hunters International. So you would be great for it. You know, Arizona, there's always somebody from Arizona or California moving and they do the airplane. It would be such a great thing. And you're doing great things. What about your Facebook group? Is that just for clients or is that for everybody?
It's not. The only thing that's just for clients is my mastermind, Intuitive Wealth Mastermind. That is strictly private and exclusive for the clients who have opted in. My Facebook group is open, and so is my Instagram, and so is my email list. That is for the public.
That is awesome. Awesome. You guys, I don't want to give you too much because I want you. When you feel like you need this, I almost sound like the pastor at the end of church. If you need this, you need to just go click, hit the link, you know, do find out, discover if, you know, this makes sense. But why be stuck? There are people, and Megan, you might know some people, if you want to call their names out, I want to, but I actually like these people, that they know they need your help. Somehow online or in real life, they're connected to you, but they just can't push the button. Let them know again where they can find you in any last words for them to make that decision.
Yeah, absolutely. You can find me at megancamille.com. Also the Megan Camille on Instagram and Megan Camille with Intuitive Business Consulting with Megan Camille is the Facebook group. And this is for you if you're ready to stop hustling and working so hard for your money. Like you don't have to trade time for money anymore. You can really be in the flow of your purpose. Your mission is monetizable. And learning the energetics of resonance with money matters. It's the difference between trading your time for money, working really hard, burnout, being away from your family, and being in ease and grace and allowing it to flow to you.
You guys have been blessed by the game. Now it's your job to go click the links. You can put like, subscribe. Someone said, why don't I say that? Because if you want to subscribe, you'll subscribe. You got common sense and free reign. But make sure you share this game with somebody. It will change their life, you guys. Be blessed.
Hi guys, I'm Kai Gabiam from the Diaspora Channel, a lover of Africa. If you love Africa as well, and you would love to visit one day or to relocate to Africa, there is a course out there for you. And this course is My First Trip to Africa, a course well put together by a seasoned traveler, Kellen Cash Coleman. This course is designed to prepare you to travel better, which will save you both time and money. And the great news is this course costs only $20, guys. It can't get any better. Go right now and enroll to this course at www.diversifygame.com. Don't miss out.